From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Washington Post says a fractious phone call between U.S. President Donald Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull took place. We get more from Phil Mercer.
Australian officials have confirmed that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and U.S. President Donald Trump had a robust conversation over the weekend that was shorter than expected. The Washington Post has reported that Trump accused the Australian leader of seeking to export the next Boston bombers to America. The United States struck the refugee accord with Canberra last November. It could see up to 1,250 migrants from Australia's offshore camps be resettled in the US once they pass US vetting. Many are from Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
The Pentagon says a list of exemptions to President Trump's 90-day ban on immigration from seven countries will now include people who have aided the U.S. military. And opinion polls show the ban is supported by roughly one-half of all Americans. There were attacks in eastern Ukraine Thursday, the fifth day of renewed fighting between government troops and Russian-backed rebels. The sound of shelling was heard in the direction of the town of Agivka. American United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley condemned what she called Russia's aggressive actions in eastern Ukraine and warned that U.S. sanctions would remain on Russia until the Crimean Peninsula is returned to Ukraine. She called for an end to the fighting. The European Parliament voted in a landslide Thursday to back free visa travel for Georgian citizens to 30 European countries. This is VOA News. Colombia's second-largest rebel group, the National Liberation Army, turned a captive former congressman over to a humanitarian commission on Thursday. The release of the captive was a key condition for the start of peace talks. At the same time, the government released two jailed rebels. Peace talks are set to begin next week in Ecuador, but no one is expecting a quick agreement. After a meeting between Vice President Mike Pence and German Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel Thursday, the White House announced that Pence will attend the Munich Security Conference later this month. The Vice President will also visit Brussels. The trip comes at a time of uncertainty about the health of the U.S. transatlantic relationship. The Israeli government says it will soon begin work on the first new West Bank settlement to be built in over two decades. The reaction from Washington has been mild. An administration spokesman said Thursday the settlements are not an impediment to peace, but that construction of new settlements may not be helpful. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said Thursday the Trump administration is committed to strengthening relations with South Korea in the face of provocations from North Korea. On his first overseas trip as Secretary of Defense, Mattis said any use by North Korea of nuclear weapons would be met with what he called an effective and overwhelming response. From South Korea, Mattis travels to Japan for talks there. New Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke to employees for the first time on Thursday, saying he will adopt principles of accountability, honesty, and respect to ensure that the State Department operates in the most productive and most efficient way possible.
We're on the same team. We share the same mission. Honesty will undergird our foreign policy, and we'll start by making it the basis of how we interact with each other.
Tillerson spoke the same week a memo was signed by nearly 1,000 State Department officials expressing opposition to President Donald Trump's recent order to temporarily ban travelers from seven countries. Here's the latest on the confirmation process to fill President Trump's cabinet. A U.S. Senate committee, voting with only Republicans present, has voted to send the full Senate the nomination of Scott Pruitt to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. And Congressman Mike Mulvaney moved closer Thursday to confirmation as White House Budget Director. Two committees approved his nomination by votes along party lines. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mostly lower at the close of trade. And in Europe, markets were mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.